one of the hard things with an old mansion like this is dust. Dust,
and cobwebs.
And ghosts. Angela Like is the owner of Midnight Janitorial. She says they have the dust under control, but her cleaners joke that the law offices and this East Avenue mansion are plagued by something beyond their expertise.
I don't believe in ghosts, but my hair would, like, stand up like it was really somebody there, but I didn't see nobody, so.
That's Jessica Perez explaining a recent incident. She's one of 42 cleaners at Midnight Janitorial who served more than 50 business clients in the Rochester area. But owner Like says her company is about more than just a thorough clean. Like says a central focus has become hiring people with disabilities.
Because I feel like people judge them prematurely. They are some of the most phenomenal people you've ever met. Their stories are great. Their work ethic is great. But people think disability, they think, nope, can't hire them.
Like herself has a disability, but you wouldn't know it by looking at her. She says if she works too many hours in a day, she gets very sick.
And people, when I tell them that, they judge me instantly. But I still run my business fine.
Well enough to make Midnight Janitorial into a nearly million-dollar business. And Like's proud to have done it while sticking to a set of core values.
And another cleaning company actually told me I was going to fail, that I could not treat my people with respect, that they were just idiots and I needed to treat them like they're idiots. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Like recently formed her own distribution company for cleaning supplies and even wrote a book about how to start a business. She says her employees are like family, and ultimately she wants to help more people understand that entrepreneurship is often within reach.
And when you're a business owner, yes, the economy dictates. Yes, you have clients who dictate. But ultimately, if you want to make more money, you just work harder. If you want to do more, just work harder.
For WXXI News, I'm Zach Seward.